to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this Tuesday. It's a Bob Chapman day. Every Tuesday, we have Mr. Chapman with us. The International Forecaster is his newsletter, read by over 100,000 people worldwide. Yeah, with an accuracy rating of about 95-96%. Not bad. Clinton in Wisconsin, do you have any follow-up here?
No, I wanted to listen to Bob's response, and I appreciate his insight, but I think that this may be an opportunity, if you want to think it over, how many tens of thousands of Americans have been displaced from work. I don't possibly see how they can open up the licensing markets to foreign interests without also allowing other Americans to have employment, too.
All right.
I'm just not seeing it right now. I think it might be something good for some people like myself.
All right.
If you have more additional comment, I'll hang up. Thank you both, and listen very intently.
Thank you, Clinton.
Have a good day.
Thank you. Appreciate your call. Bob, anything to what the gentleman is saying?
Well, he's right. The problem is that the federal government will assert that they have jurisdiction, like they have so many times. Whether that'll hold up or not, I don't know. But what they are doing behind the scenes in order to merge the United States, Canada, and Mexico is harmonizing everything. And that's everything on how chickens are allowed to lay eggs, all the way up to briefs that are done in behalf of attorneys. And they're trying to make everybody's regulations the same. And so if at a national level the federal government decides that all architects have to take a test everywhere, similar to the American test, or the tests in America in the different states, then people throughout the world would have to take those tests in order to practice in the United States. And that's how they would do it. And I'm sure there'd be competition. How much, I really can't say. But that's the way I think that it would roll out, so to speak, in an attempt to do that at those professional levels. But believe me, they'll find ways to do it.
I mean,
they want to destroy America. And Americans are finally getting the message. As I said, you've got to put up the exact opposite of what they're doing, tariffs on goods and on services. And the services are very, very important.
All right.
If you don't do that, we are lost.
Jake in Louisiana. Go ahead, Jake.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi.
Mr. Stadtmiller, I think you're the most important man in the world. I listen to you day and night.
Well, I appreciate that. I don't know if that's true, because I'm certainly not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I do have instincts, and I trust them.
And you're good at it. Mr. Chapman, it's an honor and a privilege to speak with you. I'm looking at this situation. It appears to me that the economy of the United States is, or the base of that economy, seems to be primarily the creation of capital that's created out of nothing. At the rate of inflation probably accelerating even as we're speaking, do you think that at some point in time that China will no longer want to deal with the United States at all and will just totally get rid of the dollar and forget about us? Thank you, and I'll hang up and listen.
Thank you, Jack. Appreciate your call.
Well, that's a possibility. It all depends on the circumstances, and I don't mean to be evasive, but, you know, going that far out is very difficult. But based upon what they're doing right now, and some of the investments they've made in companies like Blackstone, they want in on the action. They want to become Illuminous. They want to become part of the crowd that runs everything.
Hold that thought. Thanks for your call, Jake. We'll take more calls, and we'll have Robbie Noel right after this break.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We are back, and I do believe I have Mr. Noel with me. Robbie, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am.
Well, good afternoon, sir. How's my Rhodesian Ridgeback doing?
Doing great.
Good deal. A little hot out there in Phoenix today, is it not?
Well, just so long as you stay out of public bathrooms in airports.
You know, it's rather fascinating. You know, how stupid are these guys? This Senator Craig, and here's the deal. He was in a men's bathroom in a Minneapolis public restroom, sitting in a stall. And one of the things that they do is, and this undercover officer, by the way, he was in the restroom for purposes just as what happened with Mr. Craig. He's sitting in the adjoining stall. And the signal is that you slide your foot under the little partition. You play footsie with the person next to you. Now, most people that aren't engaged in bathroom jollies would think that that was either an accident or somebody was reaching for something or whatever. But to the homosexual society out there, that is a little clue that it's jolly time in the men's restroom.
And this, far too much information.
I'm sure that it is, but suffice it to say, this idiot pleads guilty to it, and then months later turns around and says, well, I shouldn't have pled guilty. Well, either you were or you weren't, you damn fool. I mean,
I think the bigger point here, this is a senator of the United States of America.
Well,
this is a man who makes, this man makes decisions that affect the lives of millions of people.
Does that surprise you?
For him to come out and say that he made a mistake in judgment on pleading guilty to a crime where the judge will spend as much time as it will take to tell you exactly what the repercussions of pleading guilty to a charge are. In other words, they make it clear that because if the judge thinks you're pleading guilty to a crime that you think you're innocent to, he won't accept your guilty plea. So a judge goes through enormous efforts to try and educate the defendant about what his guilty plea entails.
But you know, and, you know that, that Craig did not walk into the courtroom without an attorney. So it isn't just Craig. It was his attorney and as well as the judge. I mean, this is a little off topic, but you know, I mean, this doesn't surprise me, Robbie. I mean, this is mild compared to some of the things that have been written about our vaunted Congress critters in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, but it is very relevant to the discussion, because what you have here is just as we having a systematic breakdown of the financial markets because of improprieties committed by many people in high places of influence. It's systematic of society in general. I mean, this, I know that Fox News and Sean Hannity and the rest of them are not going to talk about this much, but this is a nail in the coffin of the so-called Republican platform of family values. I mean, this is a complete disintegration of society, and it mimics what's going on Wall Street. It's exactly
well,
the
that's
same.
Well, that's raging in Washington and has for years.
Sure. I mean, it's one of, do you agree, Bob? It's one and the same thing. It's systematic.
Yeah,
of,
it's just a form of a lack of morality and corruption, and it's not just the Republicans. It's many others as well. And, you know, these people obviously sometimes can't restrain themselves, because if he was really interested in doing that, I would have thought he would have skipped the men's room and went down to some club that is known to be a hangout for people who share his desires. It was the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Well, I think that goes to the point of arrogance. These are senators. My gosh, nothing had ever happened to the United States senator. As a matter of fact, when he was asked for ID when he was taken down to the Huskow, he laid his business card out on the table, and the cop looked at him and said, I didn't ask for your card. I asked for your driver's license. I want your credentials. I want your information. So, I mean, that just points to the arrogance that somehow that they're special people, and things just don't apply to them like it does for the rest of us slaves out here in the United States.
That's a wonderful point.
Tell you what,
you know,
Robbie,
I always compare the crooks at J.P. Morgan Chase and Goldman Sachs and Citigroup when they steal $3 or $4 billion and pay a fine, and nobody goes to jail, and some poor 18-year-old kid gets caught with more marijuana or crack or whatever than he should have, and he does 10 years. I mean, the system stinks, and I'm not taking the part of some drug user or drug seller. Just the point here is these guys are getting away with murder.
It's a criminal scale, and your point is that these people are on the bottom rungs while the real thieves are running out the back door with America's wealth, your wealth, my wealth, are going unpunished.
Absolutely.
It is about control.
It always galled me, especially in the brokerage business. It was rife, and the SEC just plays ball with the big firms. You know, they just chase little brokers and little brokerage firms and middle-sized brokers and people who write newsletters. And that's who they harass. And then these big scandals happen, and they're never discovered by the SEC. They're discovered by some other private organization who says to the SEC, look, we told you about this 3 years ago, and you didn't do anything about it, and now it's a scandal. What do you get to say? And they just shrug their shoulders.
I'm untouchable. Plausible deniability. Get away from me. I'm special. Let's go back to the phones here. Richard in Canada, thanks for holding, Richard. You're on with Bob Chapman and Robbie Noel.
Hello, gentlemen. It's a pleasure to speak with you fine gentlemen again today. I have two quick comments, and then I have two questions. My first comment is, as far as the my gold holdings, I've actually gone from 80-20, with 20 being bullion. I've actually switched that now to about 60 in bullion and 40 in stocks, because I'm just getting so worried that you know, with the plunge protection team and the market manipulators and all that, I just don't really trust the paper anymore. And my second comment is on the North American Union. I listen to your show and other shows, and I hear, now remember, I'm a Canadian, I'm calling from Canada, so I'm hoping a lot of your listeners will pay attention to what I'm going to say here. I hope that you folks in the United States don't think that Canadians are just going to roll over when it comes to the North American Union. We're not. We have four parties in our system right now with seats in our parliament, and we have a minority government. And I can tell you right now that the first party that mentions a merger with the United States and Mexico will be wiped out in the next election. I can guarantee that. So we're not going to just roll over, and I want all of your listeners to understand that. This is not an American issue with the merging of Canada the U.S.
Richard, let me interject this. My fear is exactly the opposite. I'm looking and I'm seeing, and I just had a guest on last week from Canada talking about the North American Union and how you people are organizing up there. My fear is exactly the opposite, that you people are getting ready for this, and the people here in the States, due to a lack of information, are not.
Well, like Bob likes to say, it's programs like yours that are making more and more people more aware of it, and I think as long as we keep promoting shows like yours and other shows, that more and more people are becoming aware of it. So I'd like to just move on to my two quick questions.
Go ahead, Richard.
My first question is on gold, and I keep hearing and reading about record numbers of gold being sold in the Middle East, how it's getting more and more difficult to purchase things like what I'm purchasing right now, like the MS64 St. Gaudens. The prices have actually gone up on those things, and yet gold keeps going down. I can only assume this is a paper issue and like a futures issue, and I'd like your comments on that. And my second question, which is totally unrelated, and which would pertain to all three of you gentlemen, is the war in Iraq. Now, Canadian soldiers are in Afghanistan, and American soldiers are in Iraq and Afghanistan. Shouldn't, after this many years of them being in those two countries, shouldn't they be starting to run out of soldiers by now? Because tours are going to come up, and nobody with half a brain is going to want to go there. So I'll hang up and listen to your answers, and thank you very much for your program.
Thank you, Richard. I'll take the last part of that first, and then I'll let my financial wizards here handle the other part of the question.
That's Robbie.
Yeah. The issue of Afghanistan and Iraq, yeah, the tours, they have people over there that have done 3 and 4 tours, but also keep in mind that they have private mercenaries over there, and their numbers are well in excess of 100,000. And there seems to be no shortage of mercs worldwide. So, you know, we're involved in a situation. Bush took the, and I couldn't believe he did it the other day, he took the analogy of Vietnam to Iraq, and look what happened to the Vietnamese people. Well, if you back up in that little timeline a couple of years, we shouldn't have gone into Vietnam in the first place, because we had absolutely no intention of ever beating the communists back over in North Vietnam and pushing them into China or into the ocean or wherever. On the issue here of Iraq and Afghanistan, they're not done. We're not pulling out of that country. Bush has already made that statement that we're not going to pull troops out of there, because there's much, much more work to do for the Illuminists out there than to cut this thing short and run. as the criticism goes. So we're not short of mercs, and they're even talking about legitimately going after the draft. So they're not done with this exercise in the Middle East by a long shot. Thank you for your call in Canada. We'll take this short break. We'll be right back with Bob Chapman and Robbie Noel.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
We are back. Gentlemen, did we answer the second part of Richard in Canada's question?
Outside of, I hope he's not paying more than $945 for his MS-64 St. Gaudens.
Are we able to ship to Canada, by the way, Robbie?
It's a pain in the butt.
It's okay. But, well, it's doable.
It's doable, but here's the problem. Because all the articles we ship is U.S. mail, registered, insured, first class, and because it's insured for the value of what's ever in the package, they nail you with a Canadian tax, which is up there. I'm not sure what it is, but it's up there. And then they hit you with a provincial tax, depending on where you are in the country, and that can vary. So you get taxed twice, unfortunately, when you ship to Canada. Yeah,
it's about 25% altogether.
Yeah, I usually when we get calls from Canada, and we get calls from Canada and guys want to buy, I always tell them, look, you're much better off just going to find a local dealer than buying from the U.S. The only The only way that you can do it is basically if you come to the U.S. and just, you know, drive back with your stuff and don't tell them, which is a crime. But
well, so is charging 25%.
Is this criminal intent I'm hearing here?
No, are you talking about the 25% taxes and charges that they hit you with? Is that criminality? That depends on the viewpoint.
Put them in with all those drug dealers.
Yes.
There's no bankers and stockbrokers in prison.
You know, I took my wife over to Canada. I think I told this story before. She had never been into Canada, and we were going over there to have lunch or something. And, boy, they pulled us out of the van, went through everything, the glove box, the luggage. They went through us. They went through the computer databases. I must look guilty or something. I must look like a Al-Qaeda or something.
Did they find out you were carrying a .45?
No, I had to shoot the guard with that. We got away clean. Let's go back to the phones here. Henry in Connecticut. Hello, Henry. Henry, go ahead. Do we have Henry?
He just went to Bridgewater.
I guess he did. Put Henry on hold, and let's go to Robert in Nevada. Hello, Robert.
Hello. I have a question for Bob, please. I have a variable annuity, and I currently have about almost exactly half of it invested with a precious metals mutual fund run in Europe by Peter Zillman. And I'm a little nervous because September and October are typically very, very bad months for the stock market, and it's very easy for me to switch it into something such as a currency, such as a Swiss franc or something like that. And I was wondering if you think that any upcoming stock market turbulence might be serious enough to make me go ahead and do that transfer.
Well, I think most of the damage from margin selling has been done. There's going to continue to be selling in the market, but I think the real damage in the securities has been done. I'm not an advocate of South African gold shares. I haven't been since the Soweto riots in 1975, and I lived in South Africa and Rhodesia as well, so I'm pretty familiar with it. I don't want to take that position, but I've had to because you're dealing with a communist government. And so if you have South African securities in those funds, I would think that they wouldn't perform very well. But I'm expecting very, very good gold and silver markets during September and October. And if I'm correct, then you would want to stay in the position that you're in. You might, if the fund is carrying South African securities, you might want to find one that isn't. And I don't know just how much leeway that you have in the annuity. Do you have a set group of funds that you can invest in, and that's it, or do you can you buy individual shares?
No, it's a set group. I'm afraid would either have to switch to a currency, or they do have a few mutual funds that with U.S. stocks, which of course you'd want to avoid completely. And then there's an energy stock fund that I'm into a little bit at the time. But the good thing about this Peter Zillman's fund, the Timeless Precious Metals Fund, is that last year when the precious metal stocks were taking a hammering, he actually bought a put and actually made a small profit when many of the stocks were down for the quarter.
Mm-hmm.
One
of the problems with the funds that are in currencies is that they'll be in a number of currencies. And I don't know whether they go long and stay long for a long time. The currency market should be traded by professionals, and that should be all that they do, like a managed account for the fund. And, you know, they should be in and out of the Swiss franc, you know, 320 times a day. And so you have to have professional management and not just fund management that's going to go long a currency, because those markets are so volatile that it's a hard job. And you've got to be careful as to what they're doing within the currency fund.
Okay. And Seabridge Gold, ticker symbol SAS in San Antonio, That's been a very strong performer the past 3 years, yet you never mentioned that. And I'll just hang up and listen to your comments of if perhaps you might be considering that in the future. Seabridge Gold.
Robert, thank you for your call. We'll get the response from Bob Chapman right after this. Henry, Richard, Don, and others, hang on. We'll get to all of your calls. Much more news and information coming on the economic front right after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7. But I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Gentlemen, you want to respond to our Nevada caller there?
Well, as far as Seabridge is concerned, the stock has done well. I was asked to recommend the stock when it was $2 a share, and I refused to do so because I don't like the man that runs the company, and I think he's a crook.
All right.
I've been in this business for 48 years, and you don't have to screw me twice to make me understand that you're a crook.
Robbie, I know you had a comment there.
No, hey, look, that's a problem with people. I mean, you know, anybody can go out into Nevada and dig a hole in the ground and call it a gold mine.
Well, I mean, in this case, they do have good reserves. It just that the point is, when is this guy going to do what he's going to do when he's going to do it? He's done it before, and he'll do it again. And I don't want to have anything to do with a company like that. There's too many other good companies like that, and if the listener would like, all he has to do is email me, go to my site. The site address is theinternationalforecaster.com, theinternationalforecaster.com, and he can request a free copy and ask for some help, and we'll give him a call. All you have to do is include your phone number, and we do this for everybody. And we don't recommend many stocks, and so far they've all worked. And that doesn't mean they all always will work. But I'm not going to recommend a stock in a company where I've seen people do things that they shouldn't have done before.
All right. And also, Robbie, this is a perfect opportunity. The International Forecaster is read by tens of thousands. It's well over 100,000 people worldwide. And if you've got all the gold and silver you think you need or all that you can afford, but you still want to know what's going on in the markets out there and how to plan for the coming meltdown, information is going to be your best and only weapon, really, to find out what's going to go on, to try to get a jump on it and stay ahead. If you'd like to order a copy of the International Forecaster, you can simply call us here at Republic Broadcasting Network at 800-724-2719. But, Robbie, you've got a way for people to get a full year subscription to the International Forecaster for free.
Yes. What a wonderful thing.
What a great segue, huh? I practice this a few more years, I'll get good at it.
Now, I don't want to get people wiggy out there, but and granted, it was just one of the dealers I spoke with today. I wanted to get pricing on because I was going to run my second favorite coin, which is the $10 Liberty today. And when I called up to get pricing, he says, "I don't have a price." And I go, "Why not?" He says, "Because I don't have any coins." And I go, "What do you mean you don't have $10 Liberties? I mean, these are the most common of the common coins that are out there." He says, "Robbie, I don't have." And I said, "When are you getting more?" He says, "I have no idea when I'm getting more." I'm not saying that represents all the major wholesalers out there, but if one major wholesaler is telling me he hasn't got any $10 liberties and he doesn't know where he's getting them, I will tell you something. And I've noticed this as well. I mean, this year, unlike any other year, usually you get, for every 10 buyers, you'll always get three or four sellers. So far this year, I think I can count on two fingers how many sellers I've had, which indicates to me that there's some serious hoarding going on out there. Now, this is just my speculation. As for the Bob Chapman special, we had to revert back to what is still my favorite coin, and that's a British sovereign, quarter ounce, $179. Order 20 or more, you get a free year subscription to Bob Chapman's International Forecaster, and you can elect to get it either via email or the hard copy. Very simple.
And, Bob, if they get it via the email, how many Chapman newsletters do they get per week?
They get two, and I'm sorry to say, because of the tremendous activity in the market, the last one was 38 pages and the one before was 28. But normally they're about 25. And so you get 50 or more pages a week of what's really going on out there, things you don't see, things that you don't have time to look into yourself. You sit down twice a week and spend an hour reading that, and you know everything that there is to know that needs to be known in the entire world, not only to do with finance and economics, but also in social and political issues.
Oh, by the way, did you know that they unveiled a statue of Nelson Mandela today in Trafalgar Square next to Winston Churchill?
Call the IRA quickly.
That's akin to putting up a statue of Osama bin Laden next to the Washington Monument.
Unbelievable.
I know.
Unbelievable. You know, I lived there when he was there in the can.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you did, too.
Oh, yeah. We had our own
people are Marxists. They're communists. They're Leninists. Nobody gets it. You know, we're all supposed to forget.
Well, it's fitting they put up his statue in Trafalgar Square, then, because that just epitomizes the English. And there's no question. Look, you know, talking about societies failing, I mean, if you want to see the bastion of Western civilization collapsing right before your very eyes, all you got to do is look at what is going on in Britain right now. I mean, that country is tearing itself apart. Brits are fleeing their own country.
That's right.
Because they're becoming a minority within their own system. And crime is at an all-time high level. I mean, they banned guns.
And nobody's got any guns except the criminals.
Yeah. And now they want to ban...
Incidentally, is Lord Carrington dead yet? Remember the Winds of Change?
Oh, yes. Well,
when they sold out Rhodesia?
Well, what was interesting, there was a story that was missed by the mainstream press, and it was a little blurb, and I've forgotten where it was, but it's now come to light that remember when Ian Smith decided to hand over power or share power with Muzorewa, and they held elections, and Muzorewa was elected as the prime minister. And then they went to that Lancaster House agreement. And Jonas Savimbi and Robert Mugabe said that because they weren't included in the election, that the election should be dissolved and a new election should be held. And this was obviously a sticking point. Where the agreement finally came down was when they got when Jimmy Carter promised that there wouldn't be any land grabs by the incoming Mugabe government, and the United States would make sure that the farmers got the price for their farms at fair market value. And that was a catalyst that caused Ian Smith to agree to the new election, was because of the guarantee that America gave to Ian Smith that America wouldn't abandon the farmers in the event of Robert Mugabe seizing power and nationalizing all the farmland. Well, lo and behold, it wasn't too many years later after Mugabe came to power, and the United States reneged on that agreement because they felt that Robert Mugabe was taking over some of these farms and demanding payment from the United States.
Robbie, I think we missed our cue at the bottom of the hour. What is the Bob Chapman special today?
It is the British Sovereign, a brilliant uncirculated quarter-ounce gold piece minted prior to 1933. For $179, and if you order 20 or more, you receive a free-year subscription to the International Forecaster.
And Bob Chapman, when they order the International Forecaster, if they get it in printed form, they get that, what, once a month or twice a month?
Now, the printed is twice a month, and it's, you know, you get it about a week later, depending upon where you live, and so... For those of you who don't have a computer, it's great to be a subscriber and have a friend or a relative who is nearby who has a computer that will let you use their email address so that you can get the email copy, because it gets this, you know, within minutes, and it gives you a lot more information.
All right. Let's go to the phones. Oh, I see Henry in Connecticut is back. Hello, Henry.
Yeah, hi. Yeah, I do know the web version is much, 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 much greater than the printed version. Yeah, it's interesting what he said about Britain. Britain is, Yeah, it's amazing. They got more crime. They got more this and that and whatever. They should have kept Britain the way it was originally. You know, I don't. You still have some crime, of course, but I mean, it wouldn't be as much as all this political correctness, multicultural stuff in the millions. You know, hundreds of thousands, whatever. Anyway, you mentioned my favorite subject. I didn't know that you both knew about that congressman or senator or whatever it is out in Ohio. No, Idaho. Now, I was told, this is even for Mr. Chapman, that's one of the reasons why also I want to go to Europe. Because, and I'm not saying anywhere in Europe, so I'm not talking about England. That's all. That's blacklisted. But all this hypocritical nonsense stuff with this country about sex and morals and religion, I'm sick of it. And I found out that guy with the men's room, whether he's gay or not gay, I don't care, but it turns out he also voted against the Gay Marriage Act or something like that. Not that I'm for gay marriage.
Oh, he was a staunch family values Republican, just like Mark Foley was.
Okay, right. Well, see, and then the thing, I'm not to tear up people that are older, because there's a lot of great people that are older, you know, like Robert Chapman, for one, and others, but it seems to me that most of these, you know, all these congressmen and the ones with all this family values and religious and all this morals, first of all, this country's not about that crap anyway. And the Congress is not about that.
Henry, why, every time you call into this program, you always bring that up. This must be a real chicken bone in your throat.
Well, I'm always hearing about these guys. You know, they're either being busted and they're passing laws on one end and they're doing this on the other. And it's just, it's such nonsense. But, you know, that's one of the things. But anyway, I'll move on. That's not the main reason why I called, though. There's a guy that mentioned some gold company that Robert Chapman quoted. What is it, Grand something? It was with a G name. And he said it's a good company. What was the name of that company again?
I think the man said Ken Ross.
Oh, Ken Ross. And you said it was a good company.
And, said that I thought they had too much stock out. And I think there are better buys out there, although it's a good company.
Okay, spell
I just
it. What
think
is it,
there are better buys among producers.
Okay, what is it spelled? K-E-N?
K-I-N-R-O-S-S.
K-I-N.
If you want another good one, there's Agnico Eagle.
Ken Ross. Okay, what's the other one?
Agnico Eagle. A-G-N-I-C-O Eagle.
Oh, America Eagle.
What's that?
What is it, American Eagle?
No, Agnico.
Oh, Agnico.
A-G-N-I-C-O. And the symbol is A-E-M. It's simpler. It's on the New York Stock Exchange.
Oh, no, I saw that in the forecaster.
Alice Easy Mike, phonetically.
Yeah, I saw that in the forecaster. That second one.
It's a good company.
Yeah, I saw that.
I know all the players, and that's been my number one pick. And we started buying it at $4, and it went to $45, and I've not told anybody to sell it. And we got another one, Silver Standard, in the Silver Groove, and we get recommended that at 85 cents, and that was $40.
Mm-hmm. How's Pass doing?
What's that?
How's Pass doing?
Pass?
Pacific American Silver. P-A-A-S.
Oh, that's Pan American.
And
it's a good company, but I don't think it's as good as Silver Standard. I think Silver Standard has better management, and I know both management of both companies.
Because that's the one that Bill Gates bought a big chunk of.
Yeah, and they sold it, too.
Oh, they did?
I don't know how much of it, but they sold at least some of it, maybe all of it.
All right. Henry, look, I understand you've called into this program many times before expressing that same point of view. And, you know, I don't know why you're so sick and tired of ethics and morals. And if you think you're going to move someplace to escape that, well, that's fine. But you've got to understand, going back to what Robbie said when he first came on the air into this hour, was that what you're looking at here in America, whether it's the Wall Street boys, whether it's politicians, whomever it is, you're looking at the meltdown of America. We're morally, ethically, and financially belly up. And if you don't like discussion on morality, well, then maybe you should move someplace else. You know, Henry, I hate to be that hard on you, but I'm sorry. There are standards that people hold dear, and you just walk all over them every time you get on the air. And quite frankly, I'm a little tired of it. Let's move on to Richard in Alabama. Hello, Richard.
Forgive me for missing most of the program, but tell me what motivated the purchase of the put options to expire September 21st. Who bought them, and why are they putting, and is there a chance of a bank holiday or a devaluation?
Well, there's always a chance of a bank holiday or devaluation or a terrorist event or a false flagger. Or, I mean, there's all kinds of things. That's obviously the date is when the contract ends.
Yeah.
And that may be important or it may not be important. Who did the buying? We don't know. We only can guess at who did. With those kind of numbers, $778 million, it sure is an individual. And my take on it is it's the United States government. And if it's not them, it's another government.
But, Bob, why make that public?
Very often things get public that they don't want to get public.
All right, we got to take the break. We're going to squeeze in a couple of more calls in the short segment and the closeout of this edition of the National Intel Report with Bob Chapman and Mr. Robbie Noel. We'll do that right after this short break. Stay tuned, folks.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out the school?
All right, folks, we'll try to go through these calls as quick as we can, and I want Robbie to put out the Bob Chapman Tuesday special for Republic Trading Group. Robbie's website, it is well worth a look. He posts all the pertinent news stories, financial stuff. That's eaglesup.com. And if you want to get a hold of Robbie, you can do so at 800-691-7898. And don't forget, if you just want to get a copy, your subscription to the International Forecaster, that's $129. You just simply give us a call here at the network at 800-724-2719. Let's go to Mike in Maryland. Hello, Mike. Mike, you there? All right, let's go to Don in Ohio. Don?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'd like to invest in like junk silver or something like that. You know, is there a possibility that you guys can, you know, become a brokerage firm? You know, I mean, you know, on the side or something like that, where, you know, like if I had only like $300, you know, and I can add, you know, maybe a couple hundred dollars a month or something like that, that you guys can, you know, get junk silver at that price. And, you know, I mean, you guys got it as liquidity, excuse me, you know, but, you know, other people can't, you know, afford, you know, $5,000 and stuff like that for, you know, different metals. You know, can you guys basically, you know, become a bank?
I've never had that question. Gentlemen, which one wants to field that one?
You do it,
well,
Rob.
Well, we are working on a way that obviously folks, especially around the Austin area, will be able to, because I am limited, unfortunately, because of my supplier, as far as how much silver you know, we're allowed to sell. But for smaller amounts, we are working on a system whereby folks can come down to the network and be able to buy, you know, smaller amounts of silver. In that range, like $100, $200 worth.
Okay. Now, I mean, you know, I'd like to help out the station too. You know, I mean, you know, it's not like, you know, I need, you know, it in my possession. You know, would you, you know, would it be, you know, way?
No. It's all the reason that you buy metals is the same reason that you buy a gun. In other words, it's functionability requires that you have immediate access to it. I don't advocate people store metals in a place where they don't have immediate access to it, and that includes deposit boxes in banks.
What do you think of credit unions?
The reason you're buying metals is because you want to have some insurance against something bad going on. You know, credit unions will shut their doors just as fast as a bank will.
Oh, really? Okay. Okay. Hey, thank you much, guys.
Thank you, Don. Appreciate it. And one more time on the Bob Chapman Tuesday special for the Republic Trading Group, Robbie.
British Sovereigns, brilliant uncirculated, $179. If you order 20 or more, you get a free subscription to the Bob Chapman International Forecaster.
And you will get that by mail twice a month. But if you get it and you want it online, you will get the edition that comes out twice a week. And if my math serves me, going back to grade school, that's 4 times 2. You get 8 editions of the International Forecaster per month if you do it online. Mr. Chapman, I thank you so much for your time, sir. And Mr. Noel, as always, your participation in this and you running Republic Trading Group for us, it is much, much appreciated. And stay tuned for the flip side with the venerable Mr. Robbie Noel, and that's coming up right after this program. Thank you so much, gentlemen, and we'll see you again next Tuesday.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
It's true.